Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Trucker's Tale: Wit, Wisdom, and True Stories from 60 Years on the Road is an autobiographical memoir by Ed Miller that reflects on a lifetime in the trucking industry. Rather than presenting a single continuous narrative, the book is built from short, self-contained recollections that can be read individually or in sequence. Its material ranges from Miller's childhood in a trucking family in North Carolina to his early driving experiences, his years in long-haul trucking, and later work in transportation management and ownership. The memoir also includes service in Vietnam and broader reflections on the culture, discipline, humor, and hardships of life on the road. Written in a conversational style, it aims less at literary polish than at preserving the texture of real working-class experience. The result is a book that offers both practical insight into trucking and a personal portrait of an industry that shaped modern American commerce. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir built from lived trucking experience rather than fictionalized drama. The core of the book is its autobiographical structure. Ed Miller is not writing as an outside observer of trucking culture, but as someone who spent roughly 6 decades inside it, beginning with a family background in trucking and early hands-on driving. That matters because the memoir derives its credibility from experience instead of research or sentimentality. The stories are presented as episodes from a life rather than as a polished plot, which gives the book the feel of memory being spoken aloud. This format also explains why readers can take it chapter by chapter. Each section stands on its own, but together they create a cumulative picture of a working life. The book's value is not just in what happens, but in how a long career changes a person's understanding of labor, responsibility, and the roads that connect the country. Secondly, a portrait of trucking before GPS and digital logistics. One of the book's most useful dimensions is its depiction of trucking in an earlier era, before today's navigation tools and constant connectivity. Miller recalls the practical demands of long-haul work when drivers relied more heavily on memory, road knowledge, dispatch communication, and experience. This historical setting gives the memoir significance beyond personal recollection because it captures a version of the industry that younger readers may not know. The challenges were not only mechanical or logistical, they also involved uncertainty, fatigue, and problem-solving in situations where quick digital answers were unavailable. By showing how truckers managed routes, schedules, and unexpected obstacles with limited support, the book documents the skill set that older trucking required. It also helps explain why veteran drivers often describe the job as a mix of independence and constant improvisation rather than routine transportation. Thirdly, humor. Roadside characters and the oral storytelling tradition. The book is shaped by humor and anecdote, which places it closer to oral storytelling than formal literary memoir. Miller's tone has been described as conversational and barstool-like, and that style is important to the book's identity. Many of the stories depend on vivid characters encountered in warehouses, dispatch offices, truck stops, and on the highway, giving the memoir a social world as well as a professional one. This kind of writing does not aim for psychological depth in every scene. Instead, it preserves the quick judgments, jokes, and memorable incidents that travel through working communities. That makes the book especially effective at conveying how truckers talk about themselves and their trade. The humor is not decorative. It helps the memoir communicate frustration, danger, absurdity, and resilience in a way that feels native to the profession. In that sense, the book documents trucking culture as much through voice as through events. Fourthly, service, duty, and the ethics of doing hard work well. Although the memoir contains plenty of light and entertaining material, it also carries a serious moral thread. Miller repeatedly emphasizes honor, helpfulness, and the value of doing difficult work responsibly. Review material suggests that he contrasts this older sense of duty with a broader modern decline in service and personal accountability. This gives the book more weight than a simple collection of road stories, because it treats trucking as a profession tied to character. The recurring image is of the reliable driver who helps others, handles pressure without complaint, and understands that moving freight is part of keeping the country functioning. That ethical framing explains the dedication to truckers past and present and helps position the memoir as a tribute rather than only a reminiscence. Readers interested in working-class values will find that this aspect of the book is central, not incidental, to its meaning. Lastly, a readable entry point into the culture and history of American trucking, the memoir is especially approachable for readers who know little about the trucking industry. Its short-form structure, direct language, and mix of humor and reflection make it accessible without requiring specialized knowledge. At the same time, the book has educational value because it shows how trucking intersects with American commerce, geography, military service, family tradition, and regional culture. Miller's life touches multiple aspects of the motor carrier world, including management and ownership, so the book does not stop at driver experience alone. that wider scope helps readers see trucking as an ecosystem rather than a single job. The book is not designed as a technical manual, and that limitation is part of its appeal. It gives human context instead of industry analysis. For readers seeking a grounded sense of what life on the road felt like across decades, it offers a compact and personable history of a profession that is often visible but seldom described from the inside. In conclusion, A Trucker's Tale will appeal most to readers drawn to memoir, working-class history, trucking culture, and American road narratives. It is especially suitable for people who want a first-person account of long-haul trucking before the era of GPS, mobile communication, and highly automated logistics. The book also offers value to readers interested in Vietnam-era memories, family trades, and the ethics of hands-on work. Its practical benefit lies in the detail it preserves about how trucking actually functioned across decades, the routines, improvisations, pressure, and camaraderie of the road. Its intellectual benefit is more interpretive, showing how a trade can shape identity, values, and a sense of national purpose. Compared with many memoirs, it stands out for its episodic structure and plain-spoken voice. Compared with industry histories, it stands out for being personal, humorous, and grounded in lived experience rather than analysis. It is not a polished literary memoir, but that is part of its distinction. It feels like an authentic record of a working life told by someone who lived it fully. If you would like to support Ed Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.